This is the RCI Midday News Edition with me, Keisha St. Helen, for today, 22nd April 2025. First on the broadcast, a man from Denry is currently receiving medical treatment and is listed in stable but critical condition after being shot multiple times on Saturday evening. While police have not yet released full details of the incident, reports suggest the man sustained gunshot wounds to several parts of his body, including his back, neck, shoulder, and right arm. The circumstances surrounding the shooting remain unclear, and law enforcement officials have so far declined to comment publicly on the investigation. Residents say the evening was shattered by the sound of gunfire, leaving many in the community shaken. The victim, whose name has not been officially released, was rushed to a medical facility where he continues to fight for his life. Meanwhile, the island has recorded yet another homicide as gun violence continues to plague local communities. In the early hours of Sunday morning, April 20th, police officers from the Babono Police Station responded to a shooting in the community of Foisson. The call came in around 1:45 a.m. When first responders arrived at the scene, they found two male victims suffering from apparent gunshot wounds. Both men were rushed to medical facilities for treatment. Tragically, 26-year-old Tommy Joseph, also known in the community as Tom Chu, was later pronounced dead by a medical practitioner. He was a resident of Foisson, where the incident occurred. The second victim remains hospitalized and under the care of medical professionals. His condition has not yet been disclosed. As investigations continue, police are urging anyone with information about the shooting to come forward. Tips can be provided by contacting the Babono Police Station at 456-4120, dialing 555 anonymously, or using the Royal St. Lucia Police Force Crime Hotline app available on the Google Play Store. In other news, Tropical Shipping has confirmed that it will not be subject to a proposed $1 million tariff that could have raised shipping costs significantly for its customers across the Caribbean. The proposed fee was linked to an executive order by the U.S. President Donald Trump aimed at boosting the U.S. shipbuilding industry. The order would have introduced surcharges of up to $3,000 per 40-foot container load for American carriers using foreign-built vessels like those operated by Tropical Shipping. However, Tropical Shipping and similar companies were grandfathered into the order, allowing them to continue operating under current rules. Tropical Shipping President and CEO Tim Martin credited the decision to strong regional advocacy, saying the outcome was made possible by the support from Caribbean leaders, organizations, and customers. Martin thanked a wide range of partners, including representatives from the U.S. Virgin Islands, CARICOM officials, and regional business associations for voicing concerns to the U.S. Trade Representative. He noted that a committee member from the USTR was surprised by the volume of feedback received from Caribbean stakeholders. Tropical Shipping, headquartered in Revere Beach, Florida, has served the Caribbean since 1963 and offers a wide range of freight and logistics services. Martin says the company will continue engaging with U.S. lawmakers as the industry prepares for long-term shifts in maritime policy and U.S. shipbuilding. And to close off our news today, Pope Francis passed away at the age of 88. On Easter Monday, April 21st, 2025, at the Vatican's Casa Santa Marta, Cardinal Kevin Farrell Camerlengo of the Holy Roman Catholic Church announced his death, expressing deep sorrow, and highlighted his life dedicated to service to the Lord and his church. The late Pope's body could be transferred to the St. Peter's Basilica on Wednesday morning for veneration. The rite of certification of death and placement in the coffin took place on Monday evening, with seals placed on the papal apartment and the second floor of the Casa Santa Marta. The first general congregation of cardinals took place Tuesday morning, during which a funeral date was decided. And that is Tuesday's broadcast. We look back at the headlines. Denry man hospitalized after weekend shooting. Tomchu, killed in early morning shooting in Babinu. And Caribbean Advocacy helps tropical shipping avoid major port fees. Thank you for listening. I am Keisha St. Helen. This has been the RCI Midday News Edition for today, 22nd April, 2025. Good afternoon.